Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
We got invited to dinner with a friend of ours in Sydney, and she said, I'll book us a table at a place called Kickin' In.
Cool, sounds hip.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Cajun fusion cuisine or something.
Keywords fusion this day and age. You can get away with anything if you just throw fusion in there. Okay, no one knows.
Pretty much. This is a chain of restaurants. I think it might just be to the Sydney area. I didn't know what I was in for, but I'm like, okay, I'll get out a collared shirt and a freshly pressed pair of slacks and let's go to the Kickin' In. I walk in the front door and there's tables there, and on the tables they don't have tablecloths. They have butcher's paper.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Okay, that's unusual. Sure. Walk past a table. There's a couple sitting down. I notice the couple are wearing bibs.
It's a baby restaurant?
I don't know. I'm like, why? Okay, must be a lot of saucy food here. It's easy to get it on your clothes, so they've asked for bibs. And then I noticed that on the butcher's paper on butcher's paper on their table, there's no plates. There's just a pile of food that's been dropped.
No.
I'm like, what is this place?
Oh, where am I?
So, yeah, we sit down, and that's essentially what it is. You put a bib on. It's sort of a seafood place. So you put together your seafood meal. You say, this is what I want. They go and cook it. They bring it out to you in a bag, and then they pour this steaming pile of food onto the table in front of you. No plates. No cutlery.
Are you sure you're actually in a restaurant? You weren't just in a production line where it's like, peel these prawns, put them in this bag?
It felt like it. I mean, I know KFC, I love eating stuff out of a bucket. You know, you can serve me chicken in a bucket.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll eat it quite happily, but seafood in a bag is not very appetizing. The food actually tasted okay, but the thing was, like, they put it down in front of us and we're like,
what happens next?
Well, no, sorry. Our friend got hers served up, right, in front of her.
Yeah.
And then we're like, but we've ordered rice. How are we supposed to eat rice?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so we said to the guy, can we have bowls? Like, can we have our food in bowls? And he looked at us horrified.
Like what's a bowl?
Like, we just said something about his face. Like, yeah. And then we're like, oh, can we also have some cutlery? And I thought he was going to kick us out right there and then. And it's like,
God.
Because our friend, meanwhile, he's gone, would you like some gloves? So they give you complimentary gloves so you don't burn your fingers while you're picking up these steaming hot prawns that have been piled in front of you.
And had she been? Had this friend been there about four or five times?
She hadn't been there either.
Okay,
so she was kind of, she was looking at us like,
season campaigner.
I'm really sorry.
What have I done?
And when the waiter left, I'm like, how do they get away with this with COVID? Like, we're all just eating with our hands. Like, he didn't even offer us a little squirt of hand sani before we tucked in. Nothing. So it was baffling. And then I thought, oh, well, at least, you know, with all the money they're saving on bowls and cutlery, the prices will be cheap. Well,
yeah, sure.
No. It was quite expensive. So I was kind of like, man, next time, if I'm going to be eating with a bib with my hands, just put me in a high chair and let me pick from the kids' menu. Like, I'll just go the full child-toddler experience, I think.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
I'm willing to put my hand up and dob myself in here straight away. I do a bit of snoring in the household.
Well, you don't need to dob yourself in because your fiancée, Rachel.
Oh, has she?
You know, is quite happy to dob you in anytime.
What's happened now? What's she done?
She's been secretly recording you, apparently, while you've been having a sleep.
Oh, that's nice.
Apparently, this is what you sound like when you're
when I'm catching some Z's, eh?
Yeah, this is it.
So peaceful, isn't it?
I tell you what, that is bordering on jackhammer. Like, listen to
jackhammer.
It. Listen to the last bit. You know what it has? It's like someone's like digging up a driveway or something.
It's a good consistent flow of snoring.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I know it's a bit of a struggle and it has split couples in the past when it comes to snoring.
Separate bedrooms and things like that. You've seen all the ads on TV where you put the little strip over the nose, you try this, you try that. It's like, yeah, okay, fair enough. But you always see the CPAP machines, like you look like your ET when he's all, you know, got all the wires hanging out of him from the movie back in the day to keep him alive, like over the face. I'd imagine that'd be almost louder than the snoring, or are they absolutely silent? They cost a fortune. Like,
do you want to put up with the sound of someone snoring, or do you want to put up with the sound of someone like make it sound like you're sleeping next to Darth Vader?
Exactly right. Choice is you. Up to you. But one of them's cheaper, one of them's more expensive. I don't know.
We want to hear from you if you have a snorer in the house.
Yeah, you can dub yourself in.
Oh, yeah.
Dub someone else in.
Go for it. 1-300-92-1250. If you've got someone who you think should be sponsored by Still because they sound like a powered...
Or Husqvarna, like a chainsaw. Yeah, why not?
Now's the time to call. 1-300-92-1250 and tell us about the worst snorer that you've had to deal with, even if it's you. Crystal in the Rumour, is it pretty bad at your place?
It's really bad. Everyone's up in the household because he snores too loud. You walk outside and you could be downstairs and you could still hear him snoring. That's how bad it is.
Really?
Yeah.
So like people in the next postcode are complaining.
Yeah, wow. Probably.
Are we talking like you've got a china cabinet that's rattling in the house?
So what do you do when he's really going ham with the snoring, Crystal? I mean, you can't even go to another room because you said you can hear him outside. What do you have to do? Yeah. Do you go to another house?
I'll go to my own house then.
All
right, no more sleepovers. Well, have you got some earplugs or something to in the meantime? Or
No. Just wake him up, you know, he's snoring.
Just give him a poke, So what else can you do? I mean, they always tout those snoring remedies, like there's the nasal strips that you put over the top of your nose. There's the masks.
We've tried everything, it does not work.
Have you tried holding a pillow over his face and pressing down firmly? That might be the next...
I put a pillow on his face, but I haven't held it down yet.
Okay. It's like the thought is there, but then your conscience gets the better of you.
Yeah, we'll see how bad your sleep deprivation gets, Crystal, before you try that. But, hopefully find a cure for his snoring down the track. But good luck.
Thank you.
Have a good
one. No worries. Bye. See ya.
See ya.
We had a lot of people as well hit us up on Facebook talking about...
It's golden. You tell these people are just fed up with the people that are snoring in the house so much so. We have got video clips and audio clips have been left as comments.
Yeah.
Exactly how bad it is. Now, Beck and Cody, they've shared a bit of...
They did. They shared a video that had a sound. I think it might be the secret sound. Like, this is the secret sound. I think it might be.
You reckon?
I think it might be the sound of Kevin snoring. It's not far off. The thing is, Kevin's a dog.
He's a dog.
Oh, Kevin.
What is happening there?
Wow. But my favourite, I think, is from Denise.
Oh, my God. This is out of this world.
Denise's grandson did the same thing to her that Rachel did to you.
Yeah.
Recorded Nana Denise having a bit of a sleep, but she doesn't just snore. No, you need, like, a priest and some holy water when Denise is really sleeping soundly. You told him, Denise,
whoever
that was.
There's got to be a couple of things at play there. I'm sure. I'm convinced no teeth are in. At one stage, that sounds like Yoda. If Yoda was talking in his sleep almost.
Yeah.
That is next level.
But he's giving Darth Vader a dressing down.
So many great comments, though. Just keep them coming in. There's also a comment as well about a girls' weekend. This one is hilarious as well. Basically, Jeans just said a friend last night was snoring on a girls' weekend. She actually thought some bloke had decided to sneak in and crash in the spare bed. It was that bad.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
When this pandemic first started, there were so many key words, wasn't there? There was basically pivot. There was unprecedented. That one got just absolutely smashed, old unprecedented.
Been used again past couple of weeks with the flooding.
And then we got smashed with roadmap, a roadmap out of COVID. Well, apparently the whole time there's been different phases underway when it comes to COVID, you know, phase A, B, C, D, all this sort of stuff when it comes to where we are with COVID. Apparently, according to ScoMo, we're up to this phase of COVID.
Phase D, remember, means living with the virus like the flu.
Which means putting an end to COVID rules, like forced isolation for close contacts.
That rule is becoming, we believe as leaders, redundant. We all know what it's like with kids and flus and other things. They bring it home and then the whole family has to stay home and can't go to work.
Yeah. Well, if it's your parents, like ScoMo, you bring it home to your whole kids and family. But what he's talking about is basically they're sort of saying they met with National Cabinet recently, I think it was on Friday, saying that they're looking to change the rules when it comes to isolation.
As part of Phase D.
Phase D, I guess.
Like the MCU where they have their different phases of their rollout of...
Didn't even realise we're up to Phase D. Where have I been? Sure, Phase B and C?
You sure you just didn't hear it incorrectly? Maybe you got called a D phase?
maybe
that's what it was going
but
on.
But they're talking about basically in that bit of audio, he's talking about treating COVID sort of now like the flu.
Mm.
Like just basically stay at home until you feel better. This is what they're proposing.
A healthy person will no longer be required to take a COVID test, even if they have symptoms. Instead, urged to just stay home until they feel better.
Just wait it out like the flu.
Okay.
Is what he's saying. It's like, okay, probably other countries have probably done similar stuff to this.
I think the UK did this, a couple of weeks back. I think Boris announced that they were getting rid of the quarantine.
Yeah, so basically just pass time until, things are a little bit better as well. So I guess, but... A lot of health professionals are saying maybe it's not the best idea. We're coming into flu season and everything like that. Hospitals trying to cope with flu and also COVID. I don't know if that's the best approach to go forward as we go into flu season.
Yeah, because the regular flu is still about, even though last year I think it was at its lowest rate ever because we've been practicing better personal hygiene.
Yeah.
Although I've got to say, fellow blokes, wash your bloody hands. I went and used a public toilet recently and there was still a guy who came out from the urinal and just walked straight past me as I'm lathering up with soap, like, make sure I wash for 20 seconds, do the right thing. I'm like, dude, come on. Like, what are you doing?
ScoMo's been under a bit of pressure lately, being like, it's like, where have you been? You've been popping up just randomly here, there and everywhere, not exactly at every moment when we need you and stuff. So it's like, okay, tell us you've been on holiday without telling us you've been on holiday. I reckon this is the best way to describe what he says next.
We've come through the Omicron wave. The hospital system has stood up to it.
965 hospital cases in the last 24 hours.
Right. Right.
I don't know if that's exactly the case, good sir. I'm not sure if the hospital staff would agree with you saying we've come through it that well.
I think they would strongly disagree, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best whatsoever. But like you said, we're up to Phase D at the moment. I really hope he doesn't go to other letters of the alphabet because if he gets to the letter H, I simply cannot take him seriously. All I'd be thinking about is Dr. Evil, to be honest.
Preparations A through D were a complete failure. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a working tractor beam, which we shall call Preparation H.
Just can't do that. I'm sorry.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.